It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio Senior News Analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. The Michigan Civil Rights Commission this week decided to table a request to include LGBT people in the state's civil rights law. A member of Attorney General Bill Schuette's staff says the commission doesn't have the authority to interpret the statute. However, 30 Michigan law professors and attorneys have said that the commission clearly does have that authority. Jack, this is the second time since September that the commission has voted to delay a decision on this matter. What's it going to take to move things along?
Politics. You're going to have probably a political change before that happens. And it's interesting, the vote was not to split. It was 7-0 with one abstention. Clearly, because an election year is coming up, they don't want to take this up now. I think they don't want dissension on the Civil Rights Commission itself. You can sort of discount the Schuette staffer. Schuette's running for governor and is appealing to sort of the conservative Christian right, who is not in favor of LGBT people whatsoever. But I think they just don't want this kind of fight at this time. And even the supporters of LGBT rights, and some of those are on the Civil Rights Commission, don't think it's the right time and the right fight. And other people are frustrated.
Last month, Michigan Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence introduced a bill that would make sexual harassment training mandatory for all congressional staffers. This week, the Southfield Democrat accepted her chief of staff's resignation in the wake of multiple sexual harassment allegations. Lawrence denied knowing of any specific accusations against Duane Marshall. However, three former Lawrence staffers say Marshall had a long history of sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior that Lawrence tolerated. Jack, the timing of all of this is pretty interesting.
I don't necessarily disbelieve Congresswoman Lawrence's assertions that she didn't know about this. She may have known that he was somewhat troubled, but in some cases you've got women, for example, the one who accuses Al Franken of giving her an unwanted kiss 11 years ago, waiting an awful long time to come forward, not wanting to confront the boss. But in this case, I think when she saw that there's trouble, she moved and did the right thing.
Macomb County commissioners have had it with County Clerk Karen Spranger. They say the office is in chaos. People are waiting in hour-long lines for simple things like birth certificates. Criminal conviction entries are months behind. There's also been allegations of perjury, employee grievances, and lawsuits. Commissioners have demanded that Spranger explain everything in an 80-question report. If she doesn't answer questions or lies or is evasive, state law may allow for her removal. Jack, is there a precedent for this sort of thing?
I simply can't remember one. People have certainly been expelled from the legislature and removed from jobs for other ethical and malfeasance reasons. But you have a case here where virtually everybody, on or off the record, believes that this woman is totally incompetent and is guilty of some very, very bizarre behavior. She was elected probably on Donald Trump's coattails. He won Macomb County by 40,000, almost 50,000 votes. She just barely squeaked in by a couple thousand votes. Democrats had a weak candidate. And it's very clear that people weren't paying attention and didn't know who they'd elected. So now everybody is thrashing around trying to find a way so they can get her out of there so Michigan's third largest county can function, and they're doing whatever they can. There are other ways of getting her out, but it would take them a long time. So again, she's the duly elected leader, but everything she's done indicates she's not up to the job.
The state's saving account wouldn't last long if there was an economic downturn. That's according to a new analysis from an independent government watchdog. The Citizens Research Council says the state's rainy day fund is being slowly replenished after being drained during the Great Recession, but the report says the state is still unprepared for a new downturn. There's currently about $700 million in the fund. It sounds like the Snyder administration wants to see $1 billion in the fund by the end of the next fiscal year. Time to start pinching those pennies, Jack?
Well, there's actually about $890 million in the fund, according to Treasurer Al Pasholka. But you're right, it's not enough. And I'm on Governor Snyder's side in this case. He's been trying to replenish the fund. He believes in fiscal prudence and having more money there. And, of course, any time there is any kind of a little windfall or budget surplus, the Democrats want to spend it on something, and Republicans want to give it back to the taxpayers or spend it on something else. Legally, we can have a rainy day fund of up to $3 billion. I don't think we've ever had that. We probably should have at least $2 billion, and some people think they ought to change the law so we can squirrel away even more. But you're absolutely right. If there was a downturn, and of course, there's bound to be one, as they say, no one's repealed the business cycle, $700 million or $900 million or even a couple billion dollars wouldn't last very long. So this is utter fiscal prudence. Hopefully this will jog people to see they ought to have more money in there.
All right, Jack. Well, you have a happy Thanksgiving, and hey, save some of that turkey for the rest of us.
I'm going to look in the sofa cushions for my rainy day fund.
Jack Lassenberry is Michigan Radio Senior News Analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.